going to get that nut off by beating the heck out of it like that.
I'm trying to loosen the threads, the flaming thing.
I know what will shift it. I've got some in the van.
Yeah. Cheers, Mike.
What are you doing working on a tractor at this time of a Sunday afternoon anyway?
Well, it needed doing. I thought I'd get on with it.
Blimey. You don't half look rough and all.
Yeah, Ed. I want a word.
You're right, Jazzer.
Your ma said you were here. You're no answering your mobile.
It's on charge.
Right. Let the dog see the rabbit, eh? Now, you leave that a couple of minutes to soak in.
I want to know what happened last night.
Oh, yeah? Where did you get to, then?
Oh, nowhere special.
1 minute we're chatting these two birds up, the next you've gone. Wait, the bog, you said?
Well, I went outside for some fresh air, and it just hit me, so I got a taxi home.
Can you believe it, Mike? I had these two gorgeous buds lined up, and he skips half aim.
Oh, them were the days when me and my mates could paint the town red, have a couple of hours shut eye, and then do a full day's work.
I came outside to look for you. By the time I got back, the lasses are gone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, mind you, these days, if I'm up early, I'm nodding off in front of the telly by 8 o'clock.
You've got some serious apologising to do. You buying the night at the bull?
No, I'm not coming tonight.
What? You're keying the pub, the body swerving, oh? What's wrong with you?
Hey, look, why don't you both come to the barbecue tonight at Bridge Farm? Tom's doing it.
Oh, aye.
No, it's only a fiver on the gate for them not in the fishing comp.
Aye, okay. That's my supper sorted, but you still owe me.
Yeah, right, whatever.
Right, well, I'm away to my bed for a few hours. See you at Bridge Farm then, eh?
Yeah, see
you. Well, I'd better get going too. Me and Tony got a fishing competition to organise.
Oh, Jamie was telling Grandad he's in it.
Well, it's on the fishing lake outside Darrington. Why don't you come along and support, eh?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you could bring Fallon. I mean, you two are like an old married couple these days. Oh, nah, she'll be working, won't she? Nah, never mind, just come yourself.
Yeah, I'll see. I'd better get on. Thanks for helping.
Oh, look, your float's bobbing. So, here you go, Jamie.
Yeah, I think I've got a bite.
Now, carefully does it. Right, just lift your pole gently. Easy. Easy. You don't want him to get off the hook.
Shall I start really?
Yeah, slowly. Right, yeah, that's it.
Oh, well done, Jamie. The first Ambridge fish of the competition.
Oh, don't speak too soon. Where's your net?
Oh, no, I forgot it.
Oh, Josh, bring your landing net. Jamie's caught a fish.
Right, now, steady.
Let's see.
Easy. Oh, thanks, Josh.
Oh, no. Has it gone? Yeah, look.
Try not to worry.
Have you caught a fish, Jamie? No, he let it go. I didn't let it go, stupid. It just got away.
Yeah, well, never mind. Just keep trying. It's early days yet.
Yeah, plenty of time yet, everyone. So come on, back to your pegs. Let's show the club that Ambridge means business, eh?
I'm going to win that tackle voucher.
Are you, Phoebe?
She has all the makings of a really good angler, Jill. Even though I say so myself.
Josh is keen too, aren't you, Josh?
Yeah.
Well, may the best man win.
Or woman.
Or woman, eh?
Yes.
Hi, Kirsty.
Oh, Fallon. I'm really sorry I'm late.
It's okay.
I was late setting off and then I got stuck at the roadworks.
It's okay, honestly.
So?
What?
What happened on Friday night?
Nothing.
Oh, don't say you didn't tell him how you felt. Again? Oh, Fallon.
Keep your voice down.
Come on, spill. I've been dying to know all weekend. I kept texting you. How come you didn't answer?
I forgot to charge my phone up.
Oh, never mind. Come on, I want to know about Friday. Did you tell him or not?
Yeah, I told him.
And? What did he say?
I told him I loved him. It was a total disaster.
Oh, no! Fallon, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it. Please, just drop it.
Everything all right, Jamie?
Yeah.
Where's Kenton got to?
He's gone just up there, see?
Oh, yes, right.
We get a good signal to ring Mum.
Uh-huh. Any luck?
I haven't had a single bite since the last one got away.
Oh, you want to put some ground bait in the swim? Bits of soaked bread. I'll get you some. And don't worry, there's plenty of time yet.
Oh, I don't mind. Something different, just being here.
And how many have you caught, Phoebe?
3.
Oh, well done.
Thanks.
How many has Josh got?
None so far.
Oh.
But there's plenty of time yet.
Yeah. What are you using?
Maggots, the same as everyone else.
Well, a lot of it's dead to luck.
Grandma, I've got one!
Oh, good! I'll get the net!
Slowly, slowly. That's it.
Congratulations.
Right, now, do you know what you're doing?
Yes, thanks. I think we can manage.
Oh, steady. Ooh, this looks like a big one.
Careful.
Right, now, here, give me the net. Look, let me help. Now, that's it, Josh. Bring him in. I can get the net under him. That's it, steady. There!
Wow!
Wow! That is a whopper.
Well done, Josh.
Is that one finished with? Oh, thanks. Cheers. Oh, hey, Ed! Hang on a sec.
Oh, you're all right, Kirsty?
Fine, yeah. Come here a minute.
What?
Come here. I don't want to keep shouting.
I can't stop. I've got stuff to do.
Just for a minute. Weren't you coming in for a drink then?
No, I told you. I was just saying if my dad's car was here, I thought Mum would give me a lift home.
No, she left a while ago.
Oh, all right.
Ed.
What?
Look, I know this is none of my business, but, I know about Friday night, about you and Fallon. Look, she feels awful about what happened.
Yeah, I know.
She'd kill me for saying anything, but I can't stand seeing her like this. She's in bits.
Is she?
Yeah. So look, can't you just come in and say hi to her?
It's just... Oh, it's made things so complicated, what she said.
She realises all that.
No, it's me, it's not her.
Right. Well, just come in and show her that everything's fine.
It's not that simple, Kirsty.
Why? Look, she really wishes she'd never opened her mouth. Can't you still be mates? Come on. Look, I'll bring her out here.
Leave it, Kirsty.
No, please.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's not that simple.
So I'm going to give Wendy a call one day this week. Invite her for a meal in the ball.
Ah, good for you, Mike.
Well, she couldn't come out last week, and tell you the truth, I missed her company in a way, so I'm looking forward to it.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jill. Hello, Josh. Got your hot dog?
Yes, thanks.
Well, I'm after your loose change.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's all in a good cause. We're giving what we collect to the Angling Club towards what they raised today for the Heart Charity.
Good. And well done for organising today.
Oh.
It was great fun.
Well, it was all done by Darrington Anglers, really. We just got the Ambridge contingent to take part.
Well, I'm glad you did. We had a super time, didn't we, Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm going to go round again with the bucket, if you'll excuse me.
Of course, Tony, you carry on.
Some more people just arrived. See you later.
Hello, Grandad.
Hello, love.
Grandma,
did you get the camera out? Did you take a photo of the fish?
Your father's going to print it out for you to take to school, isn't he? Here we are.
Well, he is a beauty. He would have won, but for Phoebe hooking them two sneaky ones just before 6.
Yes. Very well done. Your granddad was right. You are talented.
Thanks. I'm joining the club, aren't I?
Yep.
And Jamie is too. I finished my hot dog. Let's go and get some more.
Right. Come on, men. Oh, hi, Ed.
Are you all right? Hello, Mrs. Archer.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Oh, okay. You?
Yes, very well, thanks. It's quite a crowd, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Mum wanted us all to come, you know, in Betty's honour.
Mm. There you go. Get your laughing gear in that. Hiya, Mrs. Archer.
Hello, Jazza.
Mm. These burgers are good. I'll see that for Tom.
No Fallon tonight.
No.
She's working. We're off to the bill for a few babies later.
Not me, I told you that.
Such a lightweight these days.
Look, I'm going to go and see if Mum wants anything.
Is he all right?
He still thinks Mean and Moody's a cool look. He'll come round sooner or later.
Alan. Kirsty, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You're not, though, are you? You hardly said a word to me all night.
I'm not in the mood for chat.
I saw Ed earlier.
And I don't want to talk about him either.
He was here.
Here? What, inside, you mean?
No, he was just looking for Clary.
Oh. Did you talk to him?
I tried to get him to come in for a minute, but he wouldn't.
Right.
That was the wrong thing to do as well, wasn't it?
Was it?
I'm so sorry, Fallon. I should never have pushed you into telling him how you felt. I really wish I'd kept my big mouth shut.
But it's not your fault.
Yes, it is. If I kept out of it, you'd still be friends and none of this would be happening.
But you didn't make me do what I did. I made the choice. I could have ignored you, but I wanted to tell him.
I knew you did.
But I wish I could go back and undo it all, Kirsty. Everything I was afraid of has happened. I've totally blown everything now.
Oh, Emma. Let me help you with the buggy.
What's the care commandage? Thanks, Robert.
Hello, young man. How are you, eh?
Oh, you won't get much out of George till he's finished that banana.
They're always hungry at that age, aren't they?
Tell me about it. Mum and Clary are always trying to fill him up with biscuits and cake.
I bet he keeps you on your toes, though.
Oh, he does, yeah. I'm going to take him to the pond to feed the ducks before we go to Honeysuckle.
Are you still cleaning for Adam and Ian, then?
Yeah.
Like that, is it?
Oh, well, don't get me wrong. I mean, they're really nice. So is Ruth. I'm lucky in that, but it's just cleaning, isn't it? It's a job, not really a career.
Sympathise, I really do. We've got the last of our guests staying at the moment. For a while, anyway.
Oh. Do you want to get that?
I'll ring him back.
Your B&B guest.
Yeah. Some of them have been really interesting people, but you can get bogged down, spending your days up to the elbows in bedsheets and brooms.
Yeah.
Hi, Adam. All right, Robert?
All right, Will.
How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Is the shoot keeping you busy?
No, you're not kidding. Hello, Georgie. What you got there, eh? Oh, you're making a right old mess of your jacket.
George, look at you.
I was distracting you.
Got some wet wipes somewhere.
Oh, I'll get you some. Got to buy a loaf anyway.
Oh, Tart, we'll be over by the docks.
Okay. See you, Robert.
Bye.
Right, well, see ya.
Yep.
Bye, Emma.
You have one message.
Dylan, this is Glenn Whitehouse. Get back to me as soon as you get this, would you? The brown stuff has hit the proverbial and you're in it up to the eyes. I'm in the gym until 8:30, but I got my PDA on Bluetooth. After that, I'm in meetings until mid-morning. I don't know what the hell you thought you were playing at, but I'm doing all I can to keep the suits at bay. You better have a good explanation. Ring me.
Oh, dear.
I'll be fine, Kenton, honestly.
Well, you don't look fine.
I'll be okay. Oh, look at the time. Where's Jamie? I shouted up to him ages ago.
Look, don't worry about Jamie just for now.
Yeah, but he's missed the school bus.
Kathy, I'm concerned about you. Now, why don't you go back to bed?
No, I've got to go to work.
Oh, come on. Lower Loxley won't grind to a halt just because Kathy Perks has a day off work, will it?
Well, I suppose not.
No. So, come on, back to bed.
Well, what about Jamie?
Well, I'll take him to school.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and then I am coming straight back here.
No, just because I'm having the day off doesn't mean you have to rearrange your plans.
Look, Mondays are never that busy and they can manage without my firm hand on the tiller just for today.
Oh, all right, if you're sure.
Yeah, of course I am. I'll do the shopping and the tidying or whatever.
No, you don't have to. Yeah,
I know.
Oh, Jamie's football kit. It's in the dryer.
No, I'll get it. Now, you go. Go on.
Oh, thank you, love.
No, it's not for you to eat.
George, no. That's stale bread. Ugh, horrible. Throw it to the ducks.
Like this, George. Watch Daddy. See? Now you saw it. That's it, good boy.
Now don't go too near the water.
Oh, you seem really fed up. You're right, Emma.
But everybody's talking about me, aren't they?
Who?
Everybody.
What about?
They're all having a real laugh at me.
Oh, I don't get you. Why should they be?
But you think it's hilarious as well?
No. I've no idea what you're talking about. I'll never laugh at you behind your back.
Well.
What's up?
Don't you know?
Know what?
I've made a real fool of myself.
How?
I heard you're a star.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
Oh, can't it? It's worse. It was just me, but... Oh, look at our little boy. He's lovely, isn't he?
Of course he is. Where's this going?
Doesn't it really awful?
Oh, now you're making me worried.
I tried to pretend he wasn't mine. No, even worse, I pretended he didn't exist.
Oh, I'm not with you. What are you talking about?
Look, it's starting to rain. Right, come on, George.
Emma?
George! Look, why don't you come back to Mum's for a coffee?
Well, I can't.
All right, never mind.
I would, but I've got to get some breakfast and then get back out to the birds. And Brian's coming this morning. He wants to check everything before he and Jennifer fly off to Barcelona.
It don't matter.
Listen, why don't we have a sandwich in the bull? About one-ish?
Yeah?
Yeah. Bring George and we can go in the Ploughman's.
That'd be nice.
And you can tell me all about it.
White House.
Glenn, it's... Dylan Nels.
Dylan?
You left a message for me to ring you.
Yeah, I'll cut straight to the chase. You've disappointed me.
Have I?
When I send the organ grinder on an assignment, I did not expect the interviewee to tell me it was the monkey who turned up, if you catch my drift.
Do you mean...
I'm talking about our leading local fashionista, Blaze, and the neckerchief-wearing Nosy Parker you apparently sent to speak to her.
That's a bit
harsh. No, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. If you intended to go AWOL, you should have fronted up and I could have sent someone else. There are plenty of eager little beavers snapping at your heels, Dylan, just waiting for the chance to hit the big time with bee life.
Actually, you know, my name's not Dylan.
Sorry?
I'm not Dylan.
Yeah, but you just rang me, didn't you?
Yeah,
well, I left a voicemail for Dylan, so who are you?
My name's Robert Snell. Dylan Nels is...
Oh, I get it. You and Dylan are partners, right?
Yeah. Well, Dylan...
Yeah, so what do you want? A medal? You know, since Elton and David tied the knot, everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. Well, congratulations. I hope you'll be very happy. Now, put him on the phone and stop wasting my time.
My name is Robert Snell. My wife is Linda Snell. She has been writing the articles using a nom de plume. Dylan Nels, Linda Snell. It's an anagram.
Oh, you, you really have been extracting the urine, haven't you?
Well, not intentionally. You see,
Linda Snell. Snell? Oh, I get it. That Linda Snell.
Yeah, that Linda Snell.
Yeah, is this some small-minded vendetta you and she have been pursuing against me? Because I wouldn't publish the twee minor league missives about her camels.
Llamas?
Yeah, whatever. Well, let me adjust your focus, Mr. Snell. What you have been doing is tantamount to fraud.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I would. And so might our lawyers, if they ever got to hear of it. You've been lying to the readership of Bee Life.
That's rubbish. The articles were written by someone whose pseudonym was Dylan Nels. They don't care if it was a he or a she or the cat's mother.
How naive. In this age of accountability, the press has to be transparent. Trust it. And anyone on my team not playing by my rules gets an early bath and a free transfer. That's life at the cutting edge. So it's sayonara time for Mrs. Snell.
I did try and tell her.
Kenta! feel like a...
Kenton!
Oh, hi. I thought I'd broken the flipping thing. Oh, no, I've woken you up.
No, you haven't.
But come sit down.
I couldn't sleep anyway.
No?
Did Jamie get to school all right?
Yes, he's fine. And he's going straight to Sid and Jolene's after school. So, I called at the supermarket on the way back from Borchester.
Oh, if I'd known, I'd have given you a list.
And look what I've got us for supper. Ta-da!
Oh, very nice.
I know it looks more like my fridge than yours, but won't do either of you any harm if sometimes you come home from work, stick a couple of these in the oven and put your feet up in front of some tea time telly.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, we can have one tonight. Unless you want me to inflict my speciality on you. I bought the ingredients just in case.
No, thank you. The last time you cooked a chilli, my mouth went numb.
Okay, well, Thai ready meal it is then.
It's very thoughtful.
Oh, and the treats don't end there. Oh, no. After you've had your elevenses, I'm going to run you a nice hot bath and all you have to do is relax. Hmm? I'll scrub your back or rinse your hair or whatever.
Will you?
Mm-hmm. I will even tell you some tall tales of a master mariner on the high seas and how I came by my secret chilli recipe. Huh? Ooh.
What?
Is that a smile on those lips for the first time in a fortnight?
Elevenses.
I want mine.
Oh, finish the sausage first, George. Then Mum will give you the chips. That's it, yeah, good boy.
How's your sandwich, Emma?
All right, thanks.
You hardly touched it.
Not hungry. Look, don't wave your fork, that's it.
So what was that all about then this morning, eh?
No, you don't want to know.
I want to help if I can.
It's just me, doing the wrong thing like I always do.
No, you don't. Come on. I can't help unless you tell me what's happened.
Well, you know I was going out with Callum.
Was? Is it over?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Good boy. Here's your chips.
It all started to get out of hand a couple of weeks ago. You rang me about George and I was in a pub with Callum.
So?
Well, I hadn't told him anything about George up till then. I was waiting for the right time. That's what I told myself anyway.
Yeah, so you told him and he wasn't impressed?
No.
What then?
I pretended George did odd jobs at Rickyard Cottage.
Oh, right.
It was really stupid, but I didn't think. Then I kept putting off telling him the truth, and then we bumped into Mum with George last week.
And that's when Callum finished with you.
Well, he couldn't believe I'd pretended George didn't exist. When I think about it, cringe, how could I have done it, Will? Just to keep some man interested. I feel disgusted.
Look, don't be too hard on yourself.
What sort of a mother does that? What sort of a person have I turned into?
Emma, you're a great mum. You always put George first when it comes to the crunch.
Yeah, but there's no excuse.
Well, anyway, if this Callum bloke had been half decent, he would have understood and stuck around to get to know you better.
I don't want to win the lottery or marry a millionaire or be famous. All I want is just a normal, happy life, a job I enjoy, a bit of money. I don't know, is it too much to ask for?
No, of course it isn't. Things never turn out how you think. I never thought in a million years I'd be with a woman who had two kids and an ex.
No.
But we're feeling our way and I love it. And you'll find that too. I promise you.
I'm happy for you, Will. Honestly.
Thanks. Look, I gotta go. I've gotta meet Brian. Daddy's going now, George. See you later.
Well, thanks for listening to me.
That's okay. And there is a great bloke out there somewhere for you. Now, it might not seem like it now, but you will be happy again. I know you will.
Yeah.
Right, I've put all the signs up and filled the wheelbarrow with silage.
Thanks, Bert.
I reckon the young uns will be surprised tomorrow when they see how much fodder one cow gets through in a day.
I bet they will. How's your poem coming along?
Oh, do you want to hear it?
No, that's okay. I won't be able to concentrate properly. I look forward to hearing it tomorrow with the kids.
Right, you are. Here, do you think I should start off with the poem?
Oh, I thought it was mainly the poem.
No, I mean, should I use the poem to hook them in, or recite it at the end and leave them on a high?
Well,
I wonder if Pam Ayres ever gets heckled.
I think the trick is to keep it short and sweet. They're only 8 and 9 year olds.
Oh, don't overload it, is what you're saying.
Ask questions rather than do all the talking yourself.
Oh. Anything else I can do while I'm waiting for David?
No, I don't think so.
Me and Shula are meeting the DAC on Thursday.
The DAC?
The Diocesan Advisory Committee. See what they have to say about them pews.
Sounds ominous.
Well, it caused a fuss when Jerry Buckle took 3 rows out all them years ago. Tom Forrest was up in arms about him moving the one where Pruor was sat.
Oh, dear.
Oh, where's David got to?
He's seen to the Herefords. I'm sure he won't be long.
And Phil's cutting it fine.
You're on an edge, Bert. Not worried about the ploughing match, are you?
Me? Oh, no, no, no.
I'm really sorry David and I won't be able to come and cheer you on.
Oh, I know you're busy. Phil will be there and Joe's promised to come and Mike, one or two others.
Good.
I've got to do well today. I needs the points. Oh, no, I don't stand much chance of winning the overall trophy, but I'm blowed if I'll give that cocky Jimmy Prentice an easy ride.
What?
What are you watching what you're doing?
You've got pigs to feed.
Done it. I'm ahead of myself this morning.
Oh, you skied with the milk round, did you?
No. Got through in record time.
How come?
You know Keely?
Keely?
Keely Seeger. The squaddy's wife, I tell you about her.
What are you on about?
She makes the dead strong espresso coffees. Really gets your heart beat up. Not that it wasn't racing. The night you shoot us.
Look, is this going anywhere?
Our man's on leave, so I had to deal with it my caffeine and lace fix this morning. Anyway, I could finish earlier.
So, I mean, you got a nice warm bed to go to?
I tell you.
Oh, yeah, her husband's back. Yeah, very funny.
They're not orang, you know.
Whatever.
I'm telling you.
Oh, suddenly you're an expert joiner, are you?
No, in a bad mood, I know, eh? It's alcohol withdrawal. I'd recognise the signs anyway.
Look, I'm busy, in case you hadn't noticed.
You've not gone on the wagon, have you?
Don't talk wet.
Been in the bull all week. That looks nasty. Could have had your finger off there.
Hello.
Linda. Hi. Come in.
Hello, Ruth. See, my errand was in vain.
What's that?
I was in the shop this morning when Pip came in on her way to school and we got chatting about the school visit tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
And she said you were filling plastic bottles with white poster paint to simulate the amount of milk a cow produces in a day.
And it's taken an age.
Oh.
I knocked a couple over and the flitting stuff went everywhere.
Oh, dear.
Had to get David to drag the fridge out.
Oh, can I help?
Well, you could screw the tops on some of those if you don't mind.
Of course. I buy extra milk, you see, from the supermarket from time to time. With the B&B guests coming and going, we'd have to constantly change our order.
Oh, I see. So you've brought them here?
I see you've got enough.
Thanks for the thought, though.
What are you doing with the children tomorrow? It's an educational visit, I take it?
Yeah, but it's very informal. We'll take them to see the dairy herd and talk about where milk comes from. Jill's going to show them the hens and let one or two hold them.
Oh, wonderful.
And we'll get them to do things like shut their eyes and just listen to the sounds.
Oh, what a good idea. You see, that kind of thing is so valuable for disadvantaged city children.
It's not just the kids. Apparently a student teacher on a visit was shown an egg straight from the hen and actually asked if it was edible.
Good heavens.
Just because it was a bit mucky.
One despairs.
Are you sure you've got time to do this?
Oh, well, it's my day off today. I was at a bit of a loose end.
That's not like you, Linda.
I was going to write the editorial for the Parish Magazine, but I don't know, I can't summon up any enthusiasm.
Is everything all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Sure?
Well, no, actually, I'm afraid I received some bad news yesterday about a job. Not to put too fine a point on it, I was summarily dismissed.
From Grey Gables?
No. It was a writing job.
A writing job?
Yes, I'm, was... Dylan Nels.
Sorry?
Of Borsetshire Life. Erstwhile feature writer, restaurant critic, interviewer, to name but a few of the assignments I was given, and praised highly for them too.
So why did they sack you if they liked your articles?
Well, Dylan Nels was my pseudonym, but the editor didn't know he and I were one and the same. Dylan Nels.
Oh, I get it. But why did you call yourself by another name?
As a ploy. To discover the editor's true colours. I suspected he held a grudge against me, and that was why he wouldn't publish any of my letters, and I was proved correct.
But now you've been rumbled.
Yes, purely by accident. But Robert's right. It was bound to happen sooner or later.
I suppose.
I had a good run for my money. But it has rather left a gap in my life.
What do you think so far, Mike?
Doing all right, Bert. I don't fancy his chances, though, in the Fordson.
He could be making a better job of burying the stubble.
I mean, look at that, his skimmers ain't set proper. Now, I reckon you got a good chance this afternoon, Bert.
Well, I don't want to count me chickens.
Hey, that Jimmy Prentice has got off to a good start, though, hasn't he? Your arch-rival.
I don't know as I've got much chance with him still well up there on points.
Well, look, pull in your front disc a little bit.
You reckon?
Hmm. Your front furrow's bigger than your back. Only a bit, mind, but no, you're doing all right.
Oh, can you just concentrate on this gate? Come on.
All right, all right.
Have you got it?
Chill out.
Oh, stop telling me to chill out. I'm trying to do a good job, not an impression of the Chuckle Brothers.
So anyway, like I said, since you left me in the lots with Katrina, I had to move on, didn't I? I could tell this, she had the hearts for me. Fiddling with her hair, you know.
Come on, lift.
She kept looking out at me. Well fit she was. So I walks out and I says, hey, do you believe in love at first sight? Or will I walk past again?
Oh, Jazza, shut up.
What?
I can't think straight.
What's up with you?
Is that all you talk about? I mean, some girl in a pub.
Who's rattled your kids?
You're doing my head in.
Right then. I'm off.
You can't.
I can. You've been in a right mood all week. And I'm sick of you taking it out on me.
Why don't we finish hanging this gate first?
Why should I? I could be sitting in the house where I can listen to some music.
Shit. Yeah, all right, yeah, I know.
What's the matter with you anyway? And don't say nothing.
It doesn't matter.
This has got something to do with last week, innit? What happened on Friday? Did Fallon stun you up or something?
No.
Well, you've not been in the pool since. So she must have done something. Has she got some new bloke and blown you out?
No.
Well, whatever it is, you better get your act together, because I'm not sticking around to be treated like this. I'll see you around.
And she told me that... She told me she loved me.
What? Fallon did?
Yeah.
You're kidding me on.
Oh, Friday night at the restaurant. She just came out with it.
And what did you say?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
I said I needed time to think.
You did what? Get you off your head.
I didn't know what to say.
There's nothing to think about. One of the hottest buds in Borsetshire wants you.
It just really threw me.
A lassie who's a really good laugh. Isn't he the same music and stuff as you are? It's really hot and the mother owns a pub.
Oh, you don't get it.
What is there to get? This is Christmas now, your birthday's rolled out. Why are you jammy idiot?
Fallon and me are friends.
Where?
I've never thought of her like that.
Well, get out of your cell and make a start, pal. It's not that much of a mind shift.
Bert, do you want the last of this coffee?
No, it'll make me too jittery. What do you think, then?
I'll tell you what I think. I think that Jimmy Prentice has had it. He's panicking.
Ooh, let's have a look. Ooh, heck. I think you might be right.
I mean, look how it's compacting. He can't cope in these wet conditions. Ain't got a clue, has he?
Oh! Did you see that?
Oh, he's all over the show. What's he playing at?
He wants to engage his difflock.
Oh, I reckon he's lost it now.
You reckon?
Oh, but nobody else in the running, is there? All you've got to do is keep your nerve and your omen dry.
Hello again.
Hi, Linda.
I brought this for David. It's just about the sighting of the new doggy bins for the next meeting of the PC.
He's out, I'm afraid. You can put it on the kitchen table if you like.
Oh, right.
Did you get stuck into the parish magazine?
Oh, no, I decided physical activity was the thing to take my mind off my disappointment.
It usually works.
Not that I've got much choice.
Can I ask, what are you doing with the straw bales?
I wanted to drag a few into place for the children to sit on. If it's wet tomorrow, they'll eat their lunch in here.
Oh, I see. Well, let me help.
Oh, thanks. Yes, Robert and I entered the guest room.
He's decided it needs decorating before we start the B&B up again next spring.
Have your last guests gone, then?
This morning, yes, thank goodness. We'll be glad of the rest. Robert especially.
Oh, dear, did they cause problems?
Well, not as such. They were very nice, in fact, but they did insist on keeping their very expensive bicycles in their room.
Really?
Yes. I only discovered halfway through their stay. Well, then it was too late. I'm almost sure one of them mended a puncture or mended his chain in there. The room was littered with all manner of spanners and what have you.
That must have made a mess.
Well, they put newspaper down, but obviously it's not ideal.
Okay, that should do it.
Oh, is this the straw man?
Yeah, I'm putting it in Littlefield for the kids to decorate with veg.
What a good idea. Right, I better get back. Good luck for tomorrow.
Thanks.
You know, this is the kind of thing one remembers later in life. The sort of thing that counts.
Let's hope so.
Well, bye-bye.
Hello. Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Ruth?
Hi, Bert.
You'll never guess.
Go on.
I've only won the Lakey Green Vintage Tractor Trophy.
That's fantastic news, Bert.
And I've got better.
Better than winning a trophy?
I've managed to narrow the points gap between me and Jimmy Prentice.
So you might stand a chance of winning the cup in the final?
Ooh, well, it'd take a lot of luck, and Prentice would have to have another off day.
You never know.
Well, it's true. Tent over till the fat lady sings, as they say.
Well done, anyway. Let's hope tomorrow's another success.
And I'm David. You've already met Russell from the Country Trust. This is Ruth.
Hi.
Hello.
And this is Jill.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We've got lots for you to do and see today, and we want you all to have a really great time with us. But just remember that a farm can be a dangerous place, so you can't race about or climb on gates.
And the other important thing is that on a farm there are different germs from the ones you have at home. So don't touch the animals unless we say you can, okay?
Yes, that's very important.
Okay. Russell and Mrs. Cooper have wipes you can use, and always wash your hands carefully, all right?
Yes.
All right, everyone, now we're going to show you a new arrival on our farm. We're very proud of him. Mrs. Cooper, could you come with us?
Hey, they're all leaving you behind. What's your name?
Courtney.
Oh, that's nice. Have you been on a farm before, Courtney? Now I think David's taking you all to see our new bull.
I don't want to.
You don't need to worry. He's safely in his pen. Look, how about if I come with you? And stay near me, okay?
Have you seen your dad?
Not since breakfast.
Oh, wondered how he'd got on with Wendy. Is he inviting her out for a meal?
She avoided him last week.
Oh, you don't know that.
I'll post that cheque for the survey, shall I?
I'll do it.
You sure? Well, I've written it. I'll leave it on the kitchen table.
Okay.
Should have sent it off last week. Hope you don't get gazumped.
It wasn't worth what they were asking.
Well, it's another thing, isn't it? In that kitchen.
Oh, we can live with it. For a while.
It needs replacing, though. And do we want to live in a building site? Especially with a new baby.
You do still want to go ahead with this, don't you?
Yeah.
Right.
You obviously do.
Have a look at him. Isn't he a magnificent beast? Come on, so you can all see. And we're very, very proud of this because he's our new bull and his name's Henry.
Aww.
You can say hello, Henry.
Hello, Henry.
What do you get from bulls? Once they're dead, what do you get from them then?
Bones.
Do you think you might...
Chicken. Bones.
What about meat?
Chicken.
Come on in, Courtney.
I don't want to.
Oh, come on. Just stand in the doorway. You don't need to go any closer. Look. Isn't he great?
Hi, Hi, Mike. Did you ring Wendy?
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
What she said was, no.
Oh, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Are you going to see her next week, then?
No.
No?
Well, she said she didn't think it was working out.
Oh, no, really?
Said she hoped I didn't mind plain speaking, but it was better to be honest.
Oh, you must be gutted.
Oh, yeah, I am a bit. Oh, I know we have different tastes and all that, but, well, don't want to be in each other's pockets all the time, do you, as a couple?
I'm really sorry.
Plenty more fish in the sea, eh?
I know, it's a cliché. There are only clichés because they're true.
I suppose. Oh, hey, there's a check here. Mind you didn't get lost.
Oh, yeah, it's for the survey on the house rafter.
Oh, well, you better get it in the post then.
Yeah. Yeah?
Oh, lovely. Thanks, love.
Mike?
Yeah?
What do you think about it?
Well, this house you're after.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be yours and Roy's decision, though.
Yeah. I was just picturing myself there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a baby and everything. It's just such a long way out.
Well, yeah, you're bound to meet new people, though, aren't you? A friendly girl like you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have you and Brenda and friends I could rely on close by.
No. Have you said this to Roy?
No.
Yeah. Well, don't you think you should?
Dad, what can you see in the fields over there?
You okay, Courtney? Yeah. Oh, come and meet Bert, eh? He's going to talk to you all now. Come on. Over here. Come on.
Ah, right. Hello, everybody.
This is Bert.
Right, now then. Have a look around you. Now, you can all see my tractor here, can't you?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Now, does anyone know what I'm going to do with my tractor in this field? What do you think I'm going to do?
Cut the grass.
Cut the grass? Well, I don't see no grass there. What am I going to do?
I'm going
to
dig.
You're going to dig it? Well, digging is called ploughing. And we turns the soil over and we makes them big, deep grooves called furrows. Now, why do you think I do that?
Does anybody know why Bert's making furrows in the field?
No.
Oh, well... I'll tell you, one reason is to bury all the weeds and rubbish what's left over from the crop we've just grown. Now then, I've written a little poem about it. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. We plough the field and sow the seed to bury trash and cover weed. We aim to make the furrow straight up the field and out the gate.
Up the field and out the gate.
So far, so good. Having a good time decorating the straw man.
Yeah, I had to tell the kid in the Beckham shirt that the carrots were meant to represent his nose, not something else.
There's always one joker in the pack, isn't there? Did they enjoy your poem, Bert?
Oh, I think so.
Of course they did.
Well, I had to cut short my lecture, though.
Once the teacher had said they could climb on the combine afterwards, you stood no chance.
Never mind.
I'm a bit worried about Courtney, though. She seems terrified of everything.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah, it is. It really cuts her off from the rest of the kids.
She seems to be enjoying this bit a bit more.
Right. I'd better go over to the calves.
Okay, Mum. I'll start rounding them up.
If I have a few at a time with me, then they can have a close encounter.
Right. Shall we get them into groups?
Bert, would you take the rest with Mrs. Cooper and show them the sheep?
Right, you are.
And I'll take a group to the barn to see the calves. We'll see what Courtney makes of them.
Listen, love, don't get too worried about this one child. Farm visit isn't everyone's thing.
That's it. Gently now. Can you feel how soft she is?
Yeah.
Who has a pet at home?
Me.
Well, it's just like that. But this little calf will grow up to be one of our cows. And you couldn't have one of those in your living room, could you?
No!
Look, it's a Courtney, would you like to stroke her?
No.
Well, that's fine, but tell me if you'd like to later. Anyone else like a go?
Can I?
Yes, of course. Now, Courtney, just reach out your hand.
He's licking my fingers.
Yes, they really like to do that. Now, would you like to see I have some milk?
Yeah.
And then when the calves are a bit older, this is what they eat. Do you want to smell it?
No.
No, not me.
Go on, go and have a smell.
No.
What does it smell like?
Good.
Does it smell
nice? It smells like rabbit food.
But look, you mustn't ever eat animal feed. Now, once when I was younger, helping on another farm, I used to give the sheep treacle. Has anybody ever had treacle?
No.
Oh, I bet you have. It's what you make bonfire toffee with, you know, on bonfire night. Well, one morning I was really hungry and the sheep treacle smelt so good that I had a taste. And guess what? It was really, really horrible. It was disgusting and it made me tongue feel like a wrinkled old prune. Well, I've never done that again. Well, how daft was that, huh?
Really daft. Really daft.
Okay, yeah, I think it was.
I'm taking my group into the parlour if you want to bring in this lot too.
Okay, do you all want to see where we milk the cows?
Yeah!
Off you go then, go on, follow David.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so these are the cows that are going to be milked. Have you ever seen a cow's tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at that one over there.
Its tongue's black.
Yeah, and they're very long. Watch, go on, have a look.
It goes right up on its nose.
I bet none of you can do that. Are you going to have a go?
That's very good.
They use their long tongues to pull the grass out of the ground to eat. That's because they only have front teeth at the bottom.
They are funny.
They are, aren't they? Do you think so?
I like them.
Come on.
Hayley?
Oh, hi, Roy. Thank goodness. Are you on a break?
No, but I'm all right to talk if it's quick. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Did you get that check off?
No.
Oh, Hayley.
Oh, hang on. I've not sent it because of Phoebe.
Why, what's happened?
She said she doesn't want to go to a new school. She wants to stay where she is, with her friends.
Right, I see.
And to be honest, Roy, so do I. Not the school bit, obviously. But I've been thinking about it, and I realised I need my friends and family around me. I don't want to move to that house after all. I'm really sorry, Roy.
No, don't be silly.
Are you disappointed?
No, of course I'm not. But you and Phoebe come first, and... Well, anyway, I wasn't that keen on it myself.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
Listen, I gotta go. But you tell Phoebe we don't have to move anywhere we don't want.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I'll see you later, eh?
Yeah, bye.
Oh, put that kettle on, I'm packed.
Mike?
Yeah, that's mate.
How would you feel if we stopped here for a bit longer?
Huh?
Like living in this house, I mean.
Oh. Do you really have to ask?
So, it's okay then?
It's more than okay, Hayley. You're all welcome to stay here for as long as you like.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Here we go. Tea.
Oh, great. Can you pass the flapjacks?
Here you are.
Thanks.
Just the jam.
There you go.
Thank you. Well done, both of you. I think you did really well. The children had a whale of a time, didn't they?
Thanks to you, too. And you, Bert. Mm. It was a real team effort.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper had a quick word just before they went.
What did she say? Was she okay? There you are, Bert.
Thank you. Well, she asked me to pass on her thanks, and she was really thrilled with Courtney.
She's a lovely little girl. Can't believe how little she knew about it all, though.
Well, she knows a lot more now.
She's not nearly so scared.
Well, that's thanks to you, Ruth. And to you, Mum.
Well, now, I think a toast is called for, don't you?
What, in tea, Bert?
What's wrong with tea?
Nothing, mate, nothing.
Right, to Brookfield and the children.
Brookfield and the children.
Who are you texting?
Nobody.
Oh, it's a picture message, let's see.
Go on, get off.
I'm sending you dodgy photos.
Don't be stupid.
Come on, let's see.
Give it back, come on, I'm not in the mood for daft games.
You're never in the mood these days. It's a picture of Emma, what are you doing with that on your mobile?
No, it's a picture of George.
On Emma's knee.
She sent it months ago. Thanked me for his birthday present.
Aye, right. Yeah, that's the one you want for your wallpaper. Fallon.
What's of it?
Oh, that one. She's gorgeous, man.
Yeah, we were messing around that night. We just watched Saw on DVD. And she went to the loo. Anyway, while she was gone, I made these fangs out of orange peel and put them in my mouth to scare her.
A couple of big wains, man.
I thought I'd jump out at her and take a photo of her face when she saw me. Of course, she just fell around laughing.
Mind that time you swapped Butts Prize Onions with the other guys?
What, George, the old gamekeeper, yeah.
And Dross, Jay, that was a right laugh. Made a few bus stops, mind.
No, it was good, though. We had some good times.
A great laugh, that lassie.
Yeah, I know.
You get on great with her.
I never said I didn't.
She's clever. Uncomplicated.
Yeah.
No high maintenance like some of the lasses I've been out with.
Yeah, I know.
And well fit. Come on, admit it.
Yeah, everything you said. Now drop it, will you? And if you're going to hang out up here all afternoon, make yourself useful. I've got work to do.
And how are you feeling now?
I still got stomach pains.
Oh, you poor thing, Jamie. When did they start?
Don't know.
Well, did you have them this morning before you went to school?
Not really. A bit, maybe.
Well, what did you have for lunch?
This pasta thing with broccoli, but I didn't eat most of it.
So anyone else in the class complained of stomach ache?
No.
Just you?
Yeah.
Oh, perhaps we better drop in at the surgery. Doctor might be able to fit you in.
Do we have to?
Well, don't have to, but it might be a good idea.
Why, is it serious?
No, I don't think so. Where exactly is the pain?
It's my stomach, I told you.
Not lower down?
No.
You haven't got a temp?
Can't we just go straight home? I'll be all right once we get home.
Yeah, all right. Just have to keep an eye on things. Well, have these pains been bothering you at night?
No.
You've been looking very tired.
I can't get to sleep when I go to bed.
You worried about something at school?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
Can you make me hot milk and biscuits? Like you used to when I was little.
Yeah, of course I will.
We could watch a DVD.
No, I think you should stay in bed and get some rest. Besides, I've got to go back to Lower Loxley.
Oh, Mum, why?
I'm sorry, love, but I can't have any more time off. Not this week.
Why not?
Well, I've got a planning meeting with Elizabeth and Nigel later. Then a meeting with a local silversmith. She's coming in to show me her jewellery. I can't cancel her. It's too late.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, don't be like that, Jamie. I've asked Joe to sit with you and he'll ring me if he thinks you're any worse.
And you'll come straight back?
I promise. If you feel any worse, I'll come straight home and we'll call the doctor out. All right?
All right.
Just a second!
Glenn! I mean, Mr. Whitehouse.
Linda Snell. Long time no email.
I'm sorry?
Well, you haven't been in touch at all this week, verbal or digital. It's not like you, is it? You'd normally be clogging my inbox with feature ideas.
I'm confused.
You've not put down the pen and taken up knitting needles, eh? Exchange the outbox for online bingo, anything like that.
But I thought after your conversation with Robert, you'd sacked me.
Sacked you. Did I use those actual words?
Well, no.
No, I didn't.
But Robert thought...
Did he? He's got a lot to learn. Now, once I'd uncovered your little scam, I had to cover my back in case the suits got involved.
Oh, but it wasn't a scam, I assure you. Merely a ploy to make my voice heard.
Ah, scam, ploy. Roses are roses are roses.
You see, I saw myself following in the time-honoured tradition of other women writers. The Brontes, Mary Ann Evans...
Yeah, look, do you really want us to discuss your career trajectory with Beelife on your front doorstep?
Mum, is that you?
Oh, sorry, love. Did I wake you?
No, it's okay.
Oh. How are you feeling now?
My stomach still hurts a bit.
Any less than it did earlier?
A bit.
Oh, good.
Will you keep me off school tomorrow?
We'll see how you are.
Okay.
I rang Joe a couple of times, but he said you were asleep. Did you manage to get some rest?
Yes.
Good. Would you like to come downstairs, have some soup?
No, I'm not hungry.
Oh, Jamie, not even a couple of spoonfuls. You really should eat.
No, thanks.
All right.
Mum?
Yes, love?
Are you all right?
Me? Yes, of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course I am. Why?
Nothing.
Has somebody said something?
Who?
I don't know.
No, I was just thinking.
No, you mustn't worry about me. I'm as strong as an ox. Mothers don't get ill.
That's a stupid thing to say. They do sometimes.
Yes, sometimes it happens. But I promise I'm absolutely fine.
Are you and Kenton splitting up then? Is that what's happening?
Well, no, of course not.
You're always talking. You don't want me to hear.
Oh, dear, is that what this is all about? No. Kenton and I love each other. And he loves you too. He's not going to leave us, and neither of us is ill. Oh, come here, you silly thing. Really, there's nothing to worry about. Everything's going to be fine. I promise.
Nice coffee, Linda. Now, as I was saying, once I knew my back was clear, I had a bit of a laugh about it all.
Did you?
Well, it's no good beating myself up about it. But it was the muscular quality of your writing, Linda. It threw me off the scent.
You think my writing's muscular?
Yeah, absolutely. So I assumed your pieces had been written by a man.
I see.
Now take the first piece, the fly-tipping one. It was passionate, went straight for the jugular.
Oh, well, I was very angry when I wrote it.
And that's what came across, that fire in the belly that made me think testosterone. I mean, it's an easy mistake to make, you'll agree. We can all be prey to our innate prejudices.
Well, yes, at times.
But that fervour, it's exactly what I'm looking for.
Ah, well.
And you've got cojones, Linda.
Have I?
Yeah, of steel. And I admire that.
Do you?
Ah, sneaking under the wire by rearranging a couple of letters and calling yourself Dylan Nels. It's bold, I like it.
Gosh, I see.
Yeah, and you're not the only one to have done it. Charlotte Bronte called herself Connor Bell.
Karen.
And Mitch. The female poet Stevie Smith.
Well, the nickname Stevie was given by
Yeah, so I think you should continue to write for us as Dylan.
That's wonderful.
The occasional feature with a bite, the stuff that, puts a boot in and gives our demographic a kick up the rear. What do you think?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'd be honoured.
Of course you would. So let's seal the deal. Great to have you back on board.
Thank you. There is just one thing.
Ah, yes, it's the money, isn't it? It always comes down to the money with you creative types.
It's the cheques. I've already been paid.
Oh, we have paid you. Phew, the relief.
Yes, but all the cheques have been made out to Dylan Nels, so,
Yeah, I told Dad I'd sort this out for him tonight. Oh, look at the state of these spark plugs. Oh, no wonder it keeps stalling.
Aye, fascinating.
Well, you get off then if you want.
Nah, I'll wait for you. You don't get anything a wee bit more lively than this, but...
Well, what's wrong with the Arctic?
I want something to get me in the mood for a night on the tune, or a night shift at the morgue.
Well, this is class, this is. I used to play this a lot when...
When what?
Me and Emma used to listen to it in the caravan.
Yeah, very fitting. She always had the face on her.
You know, I really thought it was going to last forever, you know?
Oh, you know. Come on, I'm freezing.
Ed!
What does she want? I'll turn the music down, will you?
At last.
Good evening, boys.
You all right, Mrs. Snell?
Sorry about that.
Oh, you needn't turn it off completely. Just down a tad.
Oh, right.
I don't object to people listening to music while they work. I often have music on myself to inspire me when I write.
You're looking very smart tonight, Mrs. Snell.
Very kind of you.
You have somewhere nice?
Just to start my evening shift at Grey Gables. Ed, is everything all right?
Eh? Yeah.
Didn't he notice? He gets grumpy with it, the soundtrack to his life.
Well, whatever it is that's bothering you, take heart.
A reversal of fortune may be just around the corner.
Eh?
Oh, yes. Take my situation. This morning, I had lost my job as a writer and was down quite a lot of money. And then this afternoon, I was reinstated and my work praised to the skies.
Well done, you.
Thank you. And tonight, I'm taking a detour via the postbox. I have been requested to return the cheques to Borsetshire Life for full reimbursement in payment for my writing. But you see, Jazz, I didn't wait for it to happen.
No, I bet you didn't.
No, I wasn't discovered. I had to find a way of getting my writing to the attention of the people in power.
Good for you, Mrs. Snell. How did you do that?
Well, admittedly, it took a little subterfuge. But if you want something in life, carpe diem. Seize the day.
He who dares wins, eh? Like the SAS?
Yes, exactly right. Oh, well, I'd better get on. See you later.
See you later.
What was all that about?
I don't know. Never mind her. You finished yet?
No.
Eating at my beer time. It's two for the price of one on Thursdays at Madison's.
What do you want to go there for?
What, you mean apart from the cheap beer?
It was always full of students.
Aye. And it's a new year. Just think you're that out-of-town totty, new here and looking for a couple of really nice lads to show them what's what.
It's opposite that Cantonese place, isn't it?
Aye, so?
Well, me and Fallon bumped into Emma and her new bloke there. God, what a loser. Messed up hair, took half an hour to style, cheap suit. Looked like a shop dummy.
I heard they'd split up.
What, who? I mean, Emma.
So I heard, aye.
Yeah, well, she's well read. Probably the only thing he can talk about is man moisturiser and how much he's saved on car insurance.
What's it to you?
Nothing.
Dead right. You've got to move on, mate.
So we're still okay to graze the area in the nesting season, Vince?
Yeah, there's no problem with keeping a few animals on the land, but keep the numbers down.
No problem.
Between late March and April through to June.
Yep, okay.
Your lapwing redshank curlew, they're all ground nesting birds.
Yeah, of course.
Although they all want slightly different terrain to nest in.
Such as?
Lapwing want open, rough grass. The redshank prefers a more tussocky grass.
So how do we encourage those conditions?
It's about how you manage the grazing, you see. Putting the Herefords in and taking them out at the right times.
Right, well, we can do that.
You've got a digital camera, haven't you?
Yep.
Great. Well, if you take regular photos of the sward and email them to me...
Oh, right.
That way I can advise you properly on the management. It's up to you.
Yeah, good idea.
And what about this time of year? Are we okay keeping the Herefords in here at the moment?
Oh, yeah. You can afford to graze it quite tightly. Just keep an eye on the state of the ground, though. Obviously, if it gets so wet the cattle are poaching it up, then move them out.
Excellent.
Right. Shall we go and have a look at the site of the new hedge?
Kathy, hello. Everything all right?
Can we have a quick ride, Canton? Somewhere quiet?
Yeah, sure. Not exactly heaving this afternoon.
No.
Table in the corner, look. I'll bring you a coffee over.
No need. I'm going to have to get back to Lower Loxley.
Oh, OK. Come on, over here. So, how was the dentist?
Oh, fine.
Ah, good. So, what's up? Did Jamie get to school all right this morning?
No, not really. Oh. Well, he said his tummy ache was gone, but he still looked very pale.
Oh, poor kid.
I know it's psychosomatic. He'd been worrying about me, about us. All sorts of ideas have been going through his mind.
What sort of ideas?
Oh, us splitting up.
Splitting up?
I know. It's just he's seen us talking quietly together and then I've not been well. And his imagination just runs wild.
Oh, yeah, I said he was bound to pick up on the atmosphere. Why didn't you mention any of this last night?
I was too tired. You know, sometimes I just don't want to think about it.
Yeah, no, I know.
Thing is, I'm going to have to face it and tell him what's going on, aren't I?
Well, some of it, yes, but...
I'm not going to say it was rape, obviously. But otherwise, I'll be as upfront as I can.
OK, well, do you want me to be there too? Because, you know, I can easily finish work early.
Oh, no thanks. I think it'll be better just coming from me.
OK.
I'll be careful, obviously. There is one thing you could do for me.
Yeah? What's that?
Do you think you could just keep out of the way until I've finished?
Okay, I'll just take another couple for my own records, and that's it. I like to do a before and after. It can be quite helpful.
Yeah, we should do the same, Ruth.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Maybe Pip might do it.
Okay, so you'll be planting 6 to the metre in 2 staggered rows, right, David?
Yep.
Have you thought about weed control before you plant?
I thought we'd spray it off with the herbicide.
Yeah, you need to crack on with that, though, if you're going to do it now.
Right, okay.
And you might want to use bark chippings after that as a mulch to smother any weeds.
Oh, okay.
And what are you going to do about rabbit protection?
We thought double fencing with rabbit netting on it.
And you could use spiral guards on the plants themselves.
That's the cheaper option, is it?
Well, it's cheaper than putting plastic protection all around the fence, yes.
Okay.
And you need the 2-metre buffer strip at each side if you're using inputs on the land.
Measured from where?
The centre of the hedge.
Okay.
And we've talked about the species you'll be using. You're not just planting hawthorn.
No, but we're putting in the Midlands hawthorn.
Oh, that's right.
With holly, guelder rose, dogwood and others.
Oak and ash?
Yep.
Well, you'll need to tie red tags to them to avoid them being trimmed next year. Let them grow into hedgerow trees. You should plant 3 or 4 every 100 metres.
Right, you are.
Have you told the children what wildlife the hedge will attract?
We were telling some kids on Wednesday, actually, weren't we, David?
Yeah, we had a visit from a class of 8 and 9-year-olds.
Oh, yeah? How did it go?
Really well, didn't it?
It was knackering, but yeah, it did go really well.
Good. Okay, well, that's me done, unless you've got any questions.
Not at the moment.
No, nor me. You've been very thorough, thanks.
That's all right. You've got my mobile number. You can ring me any time. Don't hesitate at all.
Cheers.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Oh, speaking of which... Oh,
you go ahead.
I'll see you again then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Pete. What can I do for you?
Right. Well, we better get back to it as well. It's exciting. I can't wait to get started on the planting.
Yeah. I'm watching it grow over the years, eh? Is Eddie doing afternoon milking today?
Yeah, why?
How do you fancy dinner in the bull tonight for a treat?
That'd be nice. We've earned it.
Of course, I would love to be able to swan off with you to Barcelona for a few days like Brian and Jennifer, but the bull will have to do for now.
Barcelona. Fantastic.
Well, it's about time you treated her, though, isn't it?
She was really looking forward to it when I saw her in the shop yesterday.
Who wouldn't?
Take her mind off missing Alice, too.
And it'll get Brian out of Adam's hair for a while. Mm. He's been a bit fed up this week with Brian working flat out drilling week.
It won't last. He just likes to show he's still boss.
So, if Mum and Dad can babysit, I'll ring the bull to book, shall I?
Just a pint of Shires and a bottle of red wine, please, Fallon.
Okay.
Oh, what have you got?
What's on the wine list?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I'll get you one.
Mm. Oh, cheers. So, how's it going?
Okay.
Not out this evening?
No.
Huh. Got any more gigs lined up?
No.
Quiet tonight.
That's still early.
No, I meant you. It's like pulling teeth.
Sorry, I'm just a bit tired.
Ah, was it a late one last night?
Yeah.
So what's the rest of your gang up to then? Helen? Kirsty?
Kirsty's working too.
Uh-huh. Well, I bet you'd both rather be hitting the clubs, eh?
I don't mind.
Don't mind? What, depriving the young men of Borchester of some sophisticated company?
They'll cope.
Well, or the young men of Ambridge. Can't you galvanise Ed and that lot into something a bit more exciting than hanging out with us oldies in here?
We're fine, really. That's too weighty for the pint.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, Fallon.
Hello, Emma.
Can I have 2 white wines, please?
Oh, somebody's starting as they mean to go on. Oh, is that one for each hand?
No, Ailey's on her way. The other's for her.
Oh,
okay. Try your medium.
Medium, please.
Oh, hello, Dave. Hello, Ruth. Hi. What can I get you 2? Dave, do you want a pint of Shires?
Yeah, cheers, thanks.
Ruth?
A bottle of lager, please.
Rightio. Fallon?
Just a sec. There's only me in here until Kirsty arrives.
No rush, don't worry.
Hi, Emma. Oh, sorry to keep you waiting.
I've only just got here.
Oh. 2 white wines.
No, let me, girls.
No, you're right, I'll get them.
Oh, I'd let him pay if I were you. This is a very rare sighting of a lesser-spotted leather wallet. Just watch out for the moths when he opens it.
Cheers, then, Kenton.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Shall we sit over here, Emma?
Yeah, wherever, I don't mind.
Thanks, Kenton. What time is our table booked for? 7?
Yeah, and I'm starving already.
Yeah, no surprises there.
you like some more mashed potato, Jamie?
No, thanks.
Well, you haven't eaten very much again. There's some apple pie and ice cream for afters.
No. I'm going to go on the computer.
Oh, just a minute.
What?
Sit down, love.
Mum.
There's something I need to talk to you about.
What? What is it?
Well, I've been putting it off, to be honest. But I think we'll all feel much better once we've spoken about it.
And it really isn't one of those things we talked about yesterday.
No, it's not. Jamie, do you remember a couple of Christmases ago? The Christmas I forgot to go to the shop and get your new bike.
That was ages ago, Mum.
Yeah, I know.
You had flu, didn't you?
I wasn't feeling well at all, no.
Was that when Kenton was away seeing Muriel?
Yes, but what I didn't tell you at the time was that I knew someone involved in committing a serious crime.
What sort of crime?
Well, the thing is, he's done it again since, and he's being taken to court, and I've been asked by the police to give evidence at his trial, so I don't want to say too much about the details.
Would it jeopardise the court case?
I don't know, but obviously I don't want to risk it.
OK.
And the trial won't be for months yet.
OK.
I didn't tell you at the time, only because I didn't want to worry you.
Did he commit this crime against you?
Yeah, but I'm fine, as you can see, can't you? And the important thing now is to make sure he never does anything like this ever again.
What if he does, though? He knows where you live, doesn't he?
He can't come here, Jamie.
Why? Where is he now?
He's in prison.
Until his court case?
Yes.
Definitely?
I promise. So don't be worrying that he's going to come and find us or anything.
I wasn't worried for me.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking about you. I didn't want him to hurt you or threaten you. You know, to stop you going to court.
He won't be able to do anything like that. So put it out of your mind completely, all right?
OK.
Now, I mean it. You, Kenton and I are completely safe from him.
OK.
And I'm sorry I didn't tell you earlier.
You should have. I'm not a kid, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I should have. But I've told you now, so that's that, OK?
Yes.
Are you going to go on the computer now?
In a minute. I'll have some pie and ice cream first.
A pity about the film, wasn't it?
I was really looking forward to a good action movie.
I thought it was going to be a rom-com.
Well, to be honest, it was a relief to have to cancel it. Well, Kathy's got enough on her plate at the moment.
When will the Village Hall be back in action? Does anyone know?
I'm sure. Auntie Chris thinks it'll be a couple of weeks or so, yeah.
Well, I suppose that's where the church will come in, if they take the pews out.
Yeah, Shula's been to some sort of meeting about it.
With the Diocesan Advisory Committee. Bert went with her. He said they were very helpful. They're waiting to see if they can put in an application.
Well, I hate to be the voice of doom, but you know what people are like.
Some people just don't like change, full stop.
David, no. Ruth, your table's ready now if you'd like to.
Fallon?
Oh, hi, Ed. How's Fallon. It going?
I'll get Kirsty.
Kirsty! No, don't get Kirsty. It's you I want to speak to.
Who's there?
Did you mean what you said last Friday night?
Yes. Every word.
And me too.
Yeah, that's better than four weddings any day of the week.
Emma? What? Are you okay? Of course. Sweet. I thought for ages they'd make a great couple.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Jenny Stevens and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.